off the island of Saaremaa, off the west coast of Estonia. The island had been the scene of fierce fighting between German and Soviet forces during World War II, and discoveries of soldiers' remains were common. So, when a work crew digging trenches for electrical cables came across the bones, they called the authorities as required and waited impatiently for work to restart. They were in for a long wait, for no sooner had archaeologists stuck their spades in the ground than long arrowheads and swords, rusty and brittle with age, emerged. The dig also revealed old game pieces, scraps of wool, and pieces of wood. The bones belonged to warriors from a completely different era than first thought. The archaeologists had no doubt about that. But they could never have guessed that the discovery would provide crucial information about the origins of the Viking Age. The find from Saaremaa became an important clue in understanding Scandinavia's transition to the Viking Age. It may seem strange that a single discovery on an island in the Baltic Sea could be so critical for archaeologists, but the reason lies in the lack of written sources about Scandinavia's earliest history. Even now, 1,200 years after the first recorded Viking raid, the region's earliest years and its evolution to the Viking Age remain a mystery. The answers that historians seek are many. What did the settlements look like? Who were the first chieftains? When did Scandinavia become advanced enough to foster both fierce warriors and high-tech ships? Who first thought of sailing to neighbouring lands? We know very little about any of this, but the Estonian discovery helped push the start of the Viking Age, and thus the development of Scandinavia, back half a century. We'll return to what that earlier date meant, but before historians could draw any conclusions, the archaeological find in Estonia needed further investigation. Discovery surprised archaeologists. During the following months of excavation, archaeologists uncovered the remains of a ship's hull. Most of the vessel's wood had rotted away, but the decomposition process had left discoloration that indicated the outline of the ship in the ground. Together with hundreds of iron nails that the archaeologists also found, the researchers were able to reconstruct the ship's shape, size, and appearance. Calculations told them that the boat had been 11.5 meters long and slender, with oars and room for 12 to 15 men. The shape and size of the vessel was similar to Scandinavian longships, and boats of this type had never before been found on these shores. A closer examination of the objects in the ship caused further puzzlement. In addition to skeletons and weapons, the finds also included a set of playing pieces. The pieces resembled those used by Vikings in the chess-like game of Hnefatafl, and the weapons were of the kind used by the ancient Norse. The entire find seemed to be from the Viking Age, but carbon-14 analysis of wooden fragments concluded that the ship was built between 650 and 700, almost 100 years before the attack on Lindisfarne Abbey that was supposed to herald the start of the Viking Age. Something didn't add up. The discovery prompted researchers to look for evidence that the find was indeed a Viking burial site. If it was, historians would be able, for the first time, to get closer to the puzzle of when the Viking Age began and try to paint a picture of how the first Viking raids took place. A year and a half into the excavation, archaeologists discovered another ship. The new vessel, which the researchers named Salme II, was 17 meters longer than the first boat, Salme I, and had room for 30 to 40 men. The ship was also distinctive in its narrow, flat-bottomed Scandinavian style. What's more, the archaeologists found several skeletons. The dead were piled on top of each other, as was the custom at burials of Viking warriors. A closer examination left no doubt that many of the men had suffered a particularly violent death. Deep nicks in an upper arm bone tell of brutal sword fighting at close quarters. Injuries to one man's neck testify to an attempted decapitation, while another had the top front of his skull hacked off, a wound that would have left his brain exposed. Some skeletons, however, bore no signs of struggle. The historians had no doubt that the dead men were warriors from 8th century Scandinavia, Vikings. However, the discovery fundamentally changed everything that archaeologists and academics thought they knew about the Norse warriors. First of all, the date was astonishing. By analysing the bones at Saaremaa,